In Dallas, construction is about to begin on 76 units of a controversial public housing project. In an attempt to reverse decades of segregation, a federal judge ordered the city of Dallas a year and a half ago to build new housing for African Americans in the city's predominantly white neighborhoods. The community associations in far north Dallas tried to stop the project to no avail. The judge ordered white homeowners to help design the new development, and that is helping some citizens accept the project. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
There's been lots of bad blood between the white homeowners of far north Dallas and the predominantly black leadership of the Dallas Housing Authority. The neighborhood associations have branded the Housing Authority a bunch of incompetent purveyors of poverty, and DHA has called the neighborhood association leaders a bunch of racists. So it's noteworthy that months after being ordered to work together by a federal judge, the two camps no longer regard each other with contempt.
It's not like we're buddies, but I think that there is, we're respectful of their opinion.
Lori Moon is the CEO of the Dallas Housing Authority.
And what I have seen is that they're pretty respectful of ours. There's some degree of probably still suspicion and mistrust on their part with our agency, but I think that we will overcome that as time moves on.
The announcement of a construction agreement for the first 76 public housing units is a singular moment for the city of Dallas. It is the first step toward complying with a federal court order, which will eventually allow 3,000 minority families access to white suburban Dallas. The irony surrounding the far north Dallas site is that many of the resident homeowners who were the most virulent opponents of the project have now played such a large role in the final design. And instead of trying to limit the size of the project, as one might expect, they did the opposite. They helped enlarge it. Mark Wilkinson is the president of a consortium of 14 neighborhood associations which sued to stop the construction.
When the Dallas Housing Authority first announced their plans, they intended to build a 3-acre, two-story apartment complex. What we have now after the homeowner involvement, which was mandated from the federal court process, is an 8-acre townhome community. We're going to have a police substation. We're going to have a Brookhaven Community College out there that's going to run approximately 5,000 students a semester through.
Wilkinson says that the homeowner's input helped further plans for the police storefront and the on-site college campus.
I think that what happened is we created a shared vision of what we wanted if that complex went in, and we stood our ground and we made sure that we accomplished those goals, and everybody's going to win because of that. That's the way the system's really supposed to work.
Since its inception more than 40 years ago, the Dallas Housing Authority has racially segregated its public housing by design. In a civil rights suit filed against the authority in 1985, DHA and HUD's own internal document showed that the two housing agencies illegally conspired for decades to segregate Dallas public housing. Blacks lived in the nation's largest low-rise public housing project built across the street from a lead smelter. Public housing for whites was scattered around in smaller developments in more desirable areas. As part of his ruling for the plaintiffs, U.S. District Judge Jerry Buckmeyer ordered the Housing Authority to build 1,500 new units and locate nearly 500 of them in predominantly white neighborhoods. While some of the leadership in far north Dallas have tried to make the best of Buckmeyer's decision, there are others who will never do so.
This is a simple attempt by Judge Buckmeyer to re-engineer society.
Rod Dixon is president of the Meadow Glen Homeowners Association and one of the most outspoken opponents of the new development.
Everybody's still angry about it. Everybody's concerned about their property values, they're concerned about the impact in the public school system here, and they're concerned about crime. We're helping 75 families at the expense of 2,500 families. How is that fair?
The North Dallas homeowners favor an alternative solution, a voucher system which poor people could use to rent apartments on the free market. This proposal will require new state legislation. In the meantime, the new public housing fourplexes, complete with law enforcement and educational amenities, will be built, much to the chagrin of neighborhood association leader Rod Dixon.
We were able to win some concessions that were somewhat unprecedented, I guess, from the judge, but those concessions are sort of like a rapist giving his victim a pillow to make her more comfortable, and I'm not any happier about it today than I was the day I heard about it.
For their part, the leadership of the Dallas Housing Authority is happy that construction is finally about to get underway. But President Lori Moon does seem frustrated at the way many far north Dallas leaders view residents of public housing.
Some of the concerns, I'd say, a good majority of the concerns are valid. You know, some I dismiss. The reasoning behind it, you know, I'm not going to venture to guess. I think that a lot of it has to do with the stereotypes public housing, and public housing residents have been stigmatized to a certain degree. And certainly I think that some of that plays in it. Is it all racial? Is it some of it is class? You know, I don't really know what's the thinking behind some.
The leaders of the Neighborhood Association are still stinging from the blunt accusations of racism by the Housing Authority. They insist their opposition is not about race. Todd Welty is a far north Dallas homeowner who served on the advisory team led by Lori Moon.
Many people associated our hesitancy to public housing to have to do with something with racism, which it didn't, frankly. It had more to do with socioeconomic structures and where people are and their values and their work ethics and what they want to do for themselves and their children. So diversity in the sense that it may bring people to the neighborhood that don't share our values, that don't have the same work ethic, I don't know that that's a positive.
The leadership of the Dallas Housing Authority seems wary of the battle. Nearly 12 years since the original civil rights lawsuit was filed, and a year and a half after Judge Buckmeyer issued his ruling, DHA is just now building its first units. After this, the agency still must build another 400 in predominantly white neighborhoods. Moon says that the bruising and time-consuming two-year battle hasn't made her feel sorry for herself or her agency, but for the public housing residents they're supposed to serve.
It is tough to be low income in this country. I think that we have stigmatized low income people, and I guess I really never realized how much. And it's a constant battle. It doesn't get easier, as you can tell with every site that we find. I mean, it's more of the same, but it doesn't get easier.
Construction of the first 76 new public housing units is scheduled to begin in a couple of weeks. In Dallas, I'm Wade Goodwin reporting.